Blog Talk Radio.
We at war. We at war with terrorism. Racism. Most of all, we at war with terrorism. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break you down. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death is. Top floor, if you alone and leave your breathless. Try to catch it, kind of hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the message. They be asking us questions, harassed and arrested. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Y'all eat pieces of shit, what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but gas suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packed to move. I hope it. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrong. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause he ain't focused so long.
So you can be a part of this is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location and your expertise, your comments, or your question. If you want to check us out, just here to join the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSWInternetTalkRadio. You can check us out through the web link. If you want to tweet the show, you can go to @WBSW_internet_talk_radio, @The Smith Way Production, @LorenzaDSmith15, as well as you take an opportunity to part of and tweet the show. You can tweet the show at the same address of those panels I shared with you. So we want you to be a part of it. We're being broadcast not only just on our radio station through Blog Talk Radio, we're also being broadcast on Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRLDRBertoSmith. And I'm going to have to pause this right here. Then also we're being broadcast on Instagram. As I mentioned, that's WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And our second device is operating on Facebook as well. So we're looking forward to have an awesome show tonight. Now, if you want to come back and check out the on-demand episode, you can go through each one of those channels. You can go to our media site. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. You can go to Instagram. You can go to Twitter. You can go to LinkedIn. You can also have an opportunity to work your way through YouTube. We're just so many ways, and we're so blessed. We thank the Lord. We're blessed because in 2017, God blessed us with an opportunity to come and have a vehicle and a vessel to share the word of the people. And we're all about letting the people have their vision, have their voice, and the vision they have being shared through their voice. We're all about your voice. We're all about your vision. And that's what we are. WBSW Internet Talk Radio is heard and seen. So you say we have listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States. And north of the borders is Canada. And south of the borders, we're so glad to have those individuals in Mexico. So if you take a trip down, you got a chance to check this show out, even in Mexico. So we're so glad to have that opportunity. And we want to get started with our show right here. But before we do that, we have to take a minute to do all it before every show. We have to make sure we focus on our Black History moment. Some people say, well, that moment is only in the month of February. Black History is every month, every day for African-American individuals. So keep that in mind. Push forth with that. But as I focus on Black history, I always try to focus on members of my fraternity who have made an impact in our world, in our society. And this young man, you have seen him in many movies. I'm just going to share one or two. If you check out Empire, you'll see this young man in. If you've seen The Best Man, he's in there. If you've seen Big Mama's House or The Best Man Wedding, he's an actor, a rapper, singer, songwriter, also a recording producer. Our frat brother, Brother Terrence Deshaun Howard, an honorary member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We're so glad to have him as a member of Phi Beta Sigma representing. That's the brother Terrence Howard, best known to a lot of you, Hustle and Flow. You've seen him in Hustle and Flow. Iron Man. These are a couple of movies he's been in, and you'll have a chance to see him. So we give honor and recognize the brother Terrence Deshaun Howard of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So let's get started with our show. How do we prepare boys for a healthy relationship? In other words, we're talking about we prepare them for relationship as a boy, but as an adolescent, and also as a man. The question always come about that I have a man in his age-wise. I have a man that's able to do the work and may have the tools of a man, but he performs like a boy. It's going to be two things that we focus on. We want to make sure we focus on. I was told this by one of my good pastor cohorts. They mentioned to me, minister cohorts, mentioned to me there are two type of men. You have kings that's potentially take care of their family. They provide for their family. They are in a position to understand. They understand what a father is. And then you have what we call fools. We have a lot of fools that walk around here pretending to be a man. We want to prepare our boys so when they go into that stage of manhood and get into a relationship, they can be healthy and that relationship can grow and prosper like it's supposed to. But before we can do this, it's time for us to take the thought and ideal that boys should be first. Boys should rock. Boys should be in a power mode. We must put our boys at the forefront. Too many times we have a tendency to put our boys in behind everybody else. We always take the stigma that's out there, the stereotypes that goes wrong with being a African-American boy. You compare to girls, you're not as smart as girls. Compared to other individuals, we're not able to work hard. We're not able to have successful relationship because we have a tendency to abuse more than others. This is some things that are out there as stereotypical words that are attacking our boys, where we have some sense, I feel, have bought in them on some of the things. So what we want to, and I'm saying that because I hear people of African American or Black Americans descent say that, and it comes from the horse's mouth. And when you say it, any other culture will have a right to follow along with you. And we have to keep that in mind, be careful about what we say about our boys. I have nothing against any other, I'm going to say, gender being pushed forth. But if we push for even with girls and forget about our boys, you're going to create a second-class group of individuals in our gender sense. We don't want to do that. We want to prepare them. And before we can do that, we have to have the thought of a healthy relationship. You have to understand what is a healthy relationship. Our boys must experience healthy relationships. They must see the model of a healthy relationship. You know, we asked the question, why is it so important for our boys to be prepared for a healthy relationship? Once we explain and describe and model a healthy relationship, or as a man that we model for our boys will prosper. Our boys will enjoy going into manhood. Our boys will feel good about themselves. A healthy relationship is all about fun. A healthy relationship is all about feeling good about yourself. Because if you are having a healthy relationship with yourself, you will have a healthy relationship with a mate, whether it's romantic, friendship, or you will have a healthy relationship with a family member. You will have a healthy relationship on the job because you know what a healthy relationship looks like because it's been modeled before you. But we have to prepare and explain to our boys that you a healthy relationship is all about fun. A healthy relationship is all about feeling good about yourself. A healthy relationship is all about enjoying life. Enjoying life, including, as I talked about, those several areas within a relationship, like with our family. If healthy relationship is not modeled in our family, the foundation has already been set for our boys. So when our boys go out into the world, and when they go out to the world, they're going to have a tendency to have problems because they haven't seen it modeled before. They're going to have a problem with their friends, and they definitely will have a problem with their dating partners. Our goal is to prepare our boys for a healthy relationship. We want to prepare our boys so when they get to the point as a man, an adolescent, or a man, young adult, to eventually a seasoned adult, they will understand what is the benefit of being in a healthy relationship. We want you to be a part of this. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You can get an opportunity to chat with Dr. Lorenza Smith, the host of the show, as well as those individuals who do join us on the line, and press 1. When you press 1, I will identify you, the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I will ask you to give your location and then offer your expertise, your comments, or your questions. That's what it's all about. A healthy relationship. We got to be able to display, model, show, talk about with our boys. Don't expect them to automatically get it when they don't see it. You will have to answer this question from our boys. What makes a relationship healthy? What makes a relationship healthy? There's 3 things that makes a relationship healthy. First of all, you as an individual who have experienced a healthy relationship, these will come very easy. If you have not experienced healthy relationships, what we call toxic relationship, unhealthy relationship, you may not understand where we're going, but you can learn some from it today. Today, we want to understand that 3 things leads toward or help you in being successful in a healthy relationship. And number 1 is always important. That's communication. You must be able to communicate. You, in our process, when we talk about the show that we have on Thursday night called the Love Cafe, every 1st and 3rd Thursday. But since we didn't do it this past Thursday, we're going to do it this Thursday. Communication comes not only in verbal, but nonverbal. Communication requires you to articulate and also be a recipient. Being a recipient of hearing what's coming out of someone else's mouth. To have a healthy relationship, the number 1 priority is communication. You have to be able to communicate. The second thing is you have to become a master of sharing and respect. You have to become a master, as I repeat it again, of sharing and respect. You cannot have a healthy relationship when you in that relationship only thinking about you. You cannot have a healthy relationship if you disrespect the person you're in a relationship with, whatever that type of relation it is. Disrespect do not lead to successful relationship. When a person disrespects you and you allow them to disrespect you, they will not stop disrespecting you. What you have to do is give them the gift of goodbye. The gift of goodbye, because if eventually you allow them to keep doing this and disrespecting you, they will begin to abuse you. It comes hand in hand. So healthy relationship starts within you and with you. You're not going to disrespect yourself. So you should never tolerate any individual. Wherever you are, your family members, on the job, your friends, your romantic situation, your life partners, to disrespect you and not be held accountable. The accountability is the maximum, I say, is the gift of goodbye. The next thing, trust. In a relationship, if you don't have trust, a healthy relationship includes trust. If you're not able to trust that individual, that is not a great relationship. And we have to teach our boys that communication sharing is one of the things our boys have. I worked in public education as an educator. I'm a lifelong educator or learner. And for over 35 plus years, I am still working in education now. I am a college professor on one of the historical black colleges and universities. One of the most important things we have to make sure we teach to our boys is trust. I got to be able to trust you. I can give you something. Trust is built through action. Trust is shown through action. So for our boys to be in a healthy relationship, they have to master the skill of communication, sharing. You know, one of the love languages that a lot of people focus on is receiving gifts. But we turn that around. When you're sharing, you can give gifts as well. That's the rejoicing thing about love language. You're able to give, then receive. You have to be able to give, then receive. So you should be able to share what you have. If you articulate very well, share that with those individuals. You have an incentive, an internal thing that I'm not going to let you disrespect me, share that with the individual in whatever relationship you're in, and especially with our boys. The next thing we want to make sure we do is that think about why you're struggling with having a healthy relationship. You have to know and recognize what a healthy relationship is. You have to know. So as we teach our boys that a healthy relationship looks like this. When you're, you know, children have a tendency to gravitate toward each other. And a lot of times they gravitate to somebody they feel a strong presence in. Then they eventually call that person their friend. So they're in a friendship. They become now their protector. So they understand how friendship and how relationship is developed through friendship. But we've got to model. We have to show them that you would know when you're in a healthy relationship with a friend, a life partner, a romantic partner, on your job, when you feel good about being around that person. That person brings something to the table that's comfortable for the relationship. So our boys experience this day to day. Yes, our schools are not, and a lot of places are not face-to-face, but our boys are still experiencing because some of them are still able to participate in athletics where it is face-to-face. So what we have to is take that and show them, now, how do you get along with Bob, Jim, Joe? Oh, he's my friend. Why is he your friend? Family around, we do cool stuff. He cool. We communicate. Now they understand what a healthy relationship is. Now, we also have to discuss with them about an unhealthy relationship. See, you know when you're in a healthy relationship with someone, you also know when you're in an unhealthy relationship. Our boys have to know the difference, and we have to take time to share it with them. An unhealthy relationship can make you feel sad. Normally our boys, that you know, even with sometimes in a family, if a relative makes them feel bad, feel sad, that's not healthy. That's not a healthy relationship. Just because your relatives don't mean you can force some humiliation on family members and still call that healthy. That's unhealthy. Anger, that's part of being in an unhealthy relationship. If you're in a relationship and somebody making you angry all the time, that's unhealthy. Personally, I can tell you myself, being in a relationship, and it wasn't, to me, it wasn't any happiness in it. So I was able to come to term and say with that person, I am unhappy. And I think we need to end this at this point so we both can take time to grow from it, and maybe one day we can come back and be one. You have to recognize boys do the same thing. And we have to reemphasize with our boys that an unhealthy relationship if it makes you sad or make you feel sad, don't get into it. If it makes you angry, if it scares you or worries you, that's unhealthy. So we have to make sure we focus. The call-in number, again, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You'll be communicating and talking with Dr. Smith, and I'm so glad to have an opportunity to come on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood to kind of share some things with you. And hopefully we can move forward where we can help our boys to rock. I'm going to say that. We want our boys to rock. It's going to require everybody to focus. That's not just, well, it takes a man to raise a boy. Well, that part is, and maybe 60% of our household is failing to a sense, is not working. So a lot of times in those 60% of those households is women raising boys. You can raise them. If he see healthy relationships, he see you model a healthy relationship, he will adapt to those. If he see you in a relationship where you sad, angry, and scared, he's going to adapt to those too. But you got to be able to share with your son, this is what a healthy relationship looks like. And share with them, when you get into something that scares you, that causes you to be angry and feel sad, you have to step out just like I have to step out of unhealthy relationships. We're going to talk about a few tips here that hopefully will help you to be able to work with your boys so they can understand the difference between a real man and a good man. See, when we're talking about raising good men, so that means we're going to teach our sons healthy relationship. We have to focus on things like this. We have to focus on, we treat each other equal. See, in raising a man has to understand, a good man understand that I'm going to be fair with you. You know, I have a saying that I always used to tell the administrators that I was the mentor to. I always said them there, three F's that I live by as an administrator and as a leader. And a good man will take all three of these and be successful. And I want, and as I share each one of them, I want you to think about it. First thing is, the first F out of the three F's is fair. I just said to be a good man, you have to be fair and treat people fairly, whether it's a woman, whether it's a friend, whether it's people on the job, you have to treat people fair. If you understand what fair is, then you need to look at the situation to know if I do for anybody else, if I hold somebody else accountable, I'm going to hold everybody accountable. So I'm going to be fair in that situation. A good man is fair. The next F that I live by is firm. We teach our boys to be firm on the decisions they make. Even when they're with their cohorts or their peers, they're, you know, if a peer say, let's go out and do something wrong, we have to teach them that they have to be firm and they know because they're not going to give up. One of the things I experienced as an educator, always from in the classroom, as a coach, as a system administrator, as a head coach, as a principal, as a central office staff person, is that if you're not firm about what you're saying, people will keep coming back at you over and over and over again till they can change your mind. They're going to be persistent in changing your mind. You have to be firm enough to stick to what's right. The next F I think so important we should share with our boys so our boys can understand. And you sit down and explain it how it you experience it. It's funny. If you notice, it's a healthy relationship makes you feel good. Remember what we said about it. A healthy relationship makes you feel good, makes you smile, makes you laugh, makes you comfortable with your skin and within your skin. A healthy relationship allows you to be able to be open enough to tell a joke every now and then, or be able to smile and laugh. When our boys realize the pressure is not on them to be something they are not. The pressure is on them to be something they are. And we have to set the foundation. And we use the 3F concept, being fair, firm, and funny. It leads our boys toward a healthy relationship because the things I just shared in is a part of a healthy relationship. Quickly, we're going to talk about when we were talking about training our boys and getting our boys ready and modeling things for our boys so when they get to be an adult and they get into a relationship and it can be healthy. You know, we have to make sure we teach our boys what caring, healthy, romantic relationship looks like. We have to teach and model that. The second thing, we have to focus on something that is really taking hold of our community. And some of our boys don't quite understand. It is define sex harassment and speak up when it occurs. If you saw it, you got to speak up. No mean no. Convey to our boys and men to ask for consent and accept again, no mean no. Teach our boys to be empathy, to have empathy for others and to treat others with dignity and respect. Healthy relationship include respect. Okay. We got to make sure we keep that in mind. Some skills that our boys need to have to be successful and we can teach as the adult, whether you're male or female, teach them to take time. Get to know those people you may feel like will be in that category. A friend, romantic partners. Teach them to take time. Tell them to slow down when they're going too fast. Because we're preparing them for a healthy relationship. The next thing, be sure that the relationship you're involved in is a give and take. See, sometimes, you know, we own it. It's like we have a saying in sports that when we out playing a game, say we was playing a game 3-on-3, 5-on-1, 4-on-4, whatever, 3-on-3, 4-on-4, 5-on-5, whatever, a 1-on-1, that if I play you and lose, don't mean I'm going to take my ball home. It's a thing about give and take. I lost, I'm still going to let the ball stay there. I was given an opportunity to play. I'm not going to get mad because I lost and take it. Take my ball and go home. So we teach our boys not to always take the ball and go home. You got to give and be able to take. We also teach them to don't spend a lot of time worried about a relationship. Why would you spend a whole lot of time worried about a relationship? What meant for you will be. But if you're prepared to have a good clarity, a good understanding of a relationship, you wouldn't have problems. Next thing is rely and realize that relationships constantly change. You can rely on that relationship changing. It's not going to stay the same. Because individual growth, individual mature, individual move forward. Two more things I want to share with you is write down, teach your boys to write down why certain people make good friends. Man, you ask him, why he a good friend? Oh, man, he joke around, he have fun, I feel comfortable. Then we also teach our boys to write down things people do that are not acceptable. If you know a guy's out there doing something illegal, you know it's unacceptable. You have to, these kind of things, they have to know. They don't have to literally write it out on a piece of paper, but this is what we put it into that bank. Our brain and that cognitive part, and we'll have that. So as we grow and get older, we'll understand that we won't be manipulated to do something wrong. And the last thing I want to quickly go through in about 2 minutes, reasons for creating a healthy relationship. One is when you create this healthy relationship, you set boundaries. A healthy relationship has boundaries. You have to set boundaries. Next, you have to do, you know, when you're living through situations that you can grow up from. Because as a child, you take stages in life. Parents, you can't live through your children. Don't push and make our boys be adults before they're really ready to be adults. I've heard this since you're the male and the oldest male in his family in this home, and you 12 or 13, you the man in the house. He's not the man. Let him grow up and learn these, understand all these things about a healthy relationship. Let him learn about himself, you know, those tiers and characteristics of a relationship. We want to make sure he know about those things. You have to instill confidence in our boys. We cannot continue to put them in a situation where they're not feeling comfortable. That's why I said we have to continue to lift our boys up and tell them they rock. I'm not knocking in of the gender, but boys have to rock so we can have healthy relationships. It's been awesome today, and I want to thank each and every one of y'all for joining us. See, God is so good. We shared something else with you, and I hope you get an opportunity to just sit out and talk to the male counterpart, especially the boys in your family, whether it's your son, your grandson, your nephew, your brother, whoever it may be. Because if we develop as boys, they will be awesome men. And that's our ultimate goal. Black men rock, just like black boys rock. I hope you gained something out of it. We want to give a shout out to 40 Fine Fabulous. Thank you, 40 Fine and Fabulous, for joining us. We have some other people that are listening on the board, and we can't see their numbers, but thank you so much. It's been awesome. As we get ready to close, just remember, think of a way to prepare your boys or your son for healthy relationships. They got to understand they're not going to abuse those individuals, because if they had seen you being abused, then that's unhealthy. Explain to them that's unhealthy so they won't go at it, because there's consequences for that as well. And we have to teach our boys there are consequences for their action. Everybody know that. Hashtag be responsible. That's what it's all about. Hashtag responsible. You can see over my head for the ones that's watching, have video. You can see over my head, one of our shirts is hashtag responsible, hashtag one life matter. Our second and third, as well as our fourth, is really important. Keep on grinding, communicate for understanding, and also just keep in mind, it's all about making it do what it do. I love you. I tell you, truly love you. Tell your family members you love them. We're in challenging times. Give them a hug, virtual or face-to-face. And as we close out, we have a show planned tonight at 7 o'clock, the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. Join us at 7 o'clock. We have some awesome co-hosts that be a part of it. We have an awesome topic that we're going to continue to focus about healthy relationship. It's been a blast. We'll check you out later, so join us tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And I want you to keep in mind, it's all about the love you have for your family members. So Kirk Franklin, I'm going to say his name, has such spiritual music that lifts it up. We don't own the rights to the music, but we like playing it. So have an awesome rest of the evening. We'll see you at 7 o'clock tonight, the Dr. Lowe Show.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me? To be free. It's amazing.
You cover me.
I
appreciate it.
I'm mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to be like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through,
hey.
Everything's working for my good and for my way.
Let me tell you what it does.
Keep
praising
me.
And he will. Hallelujah.
I don't wanna love nobody, love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.